Welcome to another episode of Nerd to Nerd, the podcast that encourages you to let your inner nerd out. I'm Lee.
And I'm Binks.
And we are super excited this week to welcome to the podcast a young lady that I've stalked by the name of Tia. Yeah. So yes. Welcome.
Thank Tia. You.
So I was actually scrolling through Twitter, as I do a million times a day. And yes. I saw you post your interview, your one-on-one conversations with the cast of Legends of Tomorrow. So specifically Matt Ryan's conversation. Oh. What a lovely, incredibly lovely man. I had no idea.
He's the best. Oh, you had no idea.
No,
yeah, it's funny when you meet them for the first time and you're like, I don't know how this is going to go.
Right.
He was so nice.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a huge presence. And he even said that he doesn't have a huge presence on social media. Yeah. And so I've heard him speak and I've seen him on some other, panels and things, but I've never seen a one-on-one conversation with him, and just so lovely.
Yeah. He was so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love him. Even like after that, I was like, I feel like I love both of his characters even more now because he's just so nice.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Gwyn. Yeah. I'm blown away with how he has completely shifted into this whole new character and is just a completely different person.
Yeah.
He is amazing.
In so many ways, he's like the opposite of John.
Yes.
Yep. Or that's even what Matt was saying in our call. He was like, it's so funny because it's like, and then he was telling like all these things that he does like so differently with each of them.
Mm-hmm.
But still, both of them feel so complete and like actual.
Yes.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah. It's impressive what he's able to do.
Yeah.
With his craft, he's amazing. He's an amazing actor.
He's so great.
I love how the show kind of like makes fun of themselves, and when he gets the line, who's John? And cracked me up.
Yeah.
Yes. I love how they've brought up John a few times in this season now that we've had him. Yeah. Like they've done it in such fun little ways.
Yeah. I have to wonder, since we're talking about him, I have to wonder that, Sarah in this last episode, the most recent episode, says, welcome, you're a legend now. I have to wonder if we are going to get to keep him longer, because I kind of felt like we were only going to get to keep him for this season, provided we get a season 8 for, powers that be or whoever is to grant us that.
Yeah.
We will.
We have
definitely to. Crossing our fingers and our toes.
Yes, exactly. No, but that is the question. If we get another season, what's going to happen to Matt Ryan? Because I've been talking to people, someone was saying like he can't get a third character. But like, are we gonna be able to keep Quinn? Like, is it gonna make sense? And to me, it did not make sense until this last episode, maybe, or in this episode I was like, okay. Like if they're gonna keep him in the show, this was a smart move. Yeah. I think.
I mean, he had a pivotal role this episode with being a doctor, and I didn't even like occur to me that he's a medical doctor too, if he knows how to treat Ava, right?
True.
But then just making the whole battle plan and kind of directing everybody because Sarah was distraught with everything else that was going on. It was like, he finally had a piece of the crew's puzzle. I mean, he fits now. So
yeah, it was so nice to see. And he was like, it felt like in a way a different character, or at least we saw a different side of him.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And I
love how
that
Sarah like pulled that out of him though. Like she's like, you've been in battle. What do we do? Like, she was the one that encouraged him to kind of like step into that role. And I thought that was really, really well done.
Mm. Yeah. And they've done that a few times in this season, the captains, where they're giving like room for others to lead as well, which is so cool. And it works because there's like 10 of them and they're all great and they all have their strengths, which are very different.
Yeah.
So it's really cool that they're actually like letting it, letting the power go a little bit.
Yes. Yep. Yes. And that's the sign of a good leader though, right? Where you can take a step back and let others kind of take the reins,
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. This show, I mean, it delves into so many things.
So the Matt Ryan interview is what got me following you. And
then
going back to that, because yeah, you know, squirrel. But then I realized that you do the reactions on YouTube, and I, of course, you know, started watching those. And I'm just you have so much patience; it takes you more than the episode to watch. But I love your reactions. It's just so, you know, honest and positive. And I know, you know, every fandoms, I don't know how many other fandoms you're involved in, but obviously we, Binks and I are like up everybody's, you know,
and I love that. That's so cool. Fandom.
But you know, I mean, the fandom is actually split again on this episode. And I know that, you know, I've seen some conversation back and forth, but it's kind of hard to stay positive sometimes when everybody else is kind of, you know, trying to diss your show. And I know that the CW shows we all have rivalries. You know, Flash is better than Legends, and you know, no, it's not. But anyway,
sure, that's not an opinion. That's just wrong,
right? But I mean, how do you stay positive about it? Because I mean, it's a show we all love, and it's not hard to love it, but it's also hard to keep that noise from, you know, influencing your own thoughts.
Yeah, well, it's good that when it comes to my videos, I don't go to social media and stuff because I can't watch it live because I live in Finland and it airs at 3 a.m. So I have to watch it the next evening. So there's many, many hours before I actually can watch it. And I'm trying not to see any of that, if there is trauma or if there's any kind of spoilers or stuff. So I don't go to social media in between. So then when I'm watching the video, when I'm watching the episode and making my videos, I'm watching it fresh, you know, I don't have any of that stuff, which is kind of that's obviously how everyone watches it. But then afterwards, I think, I don't know. For me, it's for some reason very easy to stay positive with this show. And obviously there's things that even when I watch an episode, there can be things that I'm I'm not a huge fan of that, or that choice didn't really make sense or whatever. And sometimes I even laugh at stuff when it's very obvious that they're trying to cut corners in some ways. Sometimes even in this episode now, when there's the scene with Thawne and then the assassin guy in the beginning, and he tells him to go, and then he goes, and then 2 seconds later you can hear the gun go. I was that was very fast.
He got down there quick.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Actually, see, the way I took that scene was that it was the evil legends that were coming in to get to him, to get to Thawne. That's how I took that scene. Mm-hmm. That it wasn't Princip, because I actually literally just rewatched that scene 30 minutes ago.
Right.
And at the time I'm like, it can't be Princip. He literally just walked away. Right.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, but then Sarah, evil Sarah comes in the door and is there to stab him. So,
oh,
that's true.
Yeah. So I was thinking that it was them clearing a path, trying to get to Thawne.
Right. Well, that could be, that's a good point. Yeah. Yes. But
I do see what you're saying though.
Sometimes there's stuff that I'm yeah. And sometimes I point it out, but most of the time I don't. I'm just I'm just let it go. Cause I'm it's not really my point is not to criticize or I don't know, try and find things to my point is just to be this show is so great. Everyone should watch this show.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just try and I don't know, everything I do, I'm I'm just not gonna point out anything negative because there's no point.
Yeah.
We call that don't pull the thread.
Yeah.
Don't pull the thread.
That's true. Yeah.
But even how did they get the outfits? Zari, and we'll talk about the Zari versus Zari fight in a second. But, you know, I mean, she comes downstairs in the cargo pants and the black coat. Where did she get that? They don't have a fabricator, right?
Yes. And how is it exactly?
Yeah.
And yeah, it was an exact match.
It was
right?
an exact like, match.
It's stuff like that that I'm like, this is funny and it works. But when you think about it, you can't really think about stuff.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Yep. You have to just kind of live Let in the happen. World and that's, accept it for what it is, right?
I think that's the advice I gave you last week, Binks. It was just open up your mind and your heart and you'll enjoy it. Otherwise, it's like, you can't
pull the thread. You can't dissect it and like try to make sense of certain things because they don't make sense. And that's the fun of it, you know?
And I want to like this show. So it's like, you know, I want to see the positive things and it's very easy for me. So, but then there's like the crazy, like fandom craziness, which I'm just like.
See, and I don't interact with any of the legend.
Right. I'm like, I'm not here for that.
I'm just, I enjoy the show. I enjoy talking about it with Lee. But yeah, I don't get into the weeds on that.
Yeah, I'm just fully immersive in Twitter, and so I see it all, and I like to keep my mind open to everybody's comments, and I see the show through my queer eye lens, and I'm there for Ava Lance, bottom line, I'm there for Sarah Lance, and
1000%,
right? and I guess that it's an ensemble show, but Sarah is the captain, and Sarah's been there the longest now, almost. Well, she has. She's the last.
Yeah, I was going to say her and Gideon are the OGs.
Gideon is still on. And, again, love the fact that we have flesh and blood human. Amy Pemberton is like fucking phenomenal. I can't believe. Sorry, we swear a lot on this. I swear a lot.
That's so fine.
We fucking swear.
What an actress. And we just, I've said it before, but it's like we've been graced with her voice, but my God, just to watch her facial expressions and see her interacting, and this whole episode of her like acknowledging that Astra is her mother, and
are we going to talk about the fact that the ending? I mean, should we just jump
we just jump everywhere. So
seriously, it's like, are we going to do it or no?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. We might as well.
We're going there now.
Yeah, we're going there now. We'll jump around.
Who stabs her? Astra, right?
Yeah, Astra, the android Astra.
She's burnt up to, she's burnt to a crisp.
Burnt to a crisp.
Because she had been pushed out into hell. Yep. Seriously, how do you talk about this show?
I know, right? How do you explain this?
Alien named Gary Green.
Yes.
That's right. Who takes off his glasses to become his true form.
Oh, I loved his comment about the legends aren't that smart because it took him, 3 years to figure out he was an alien?
Yes.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Yeah. It was so funny. Yeah, so evil Astra ends up freaking stabbing Gideon at the end, and that's where we're left. And it's like, no, not Gideon. We just got her, and she better stay human.
Yeah,
I don't want her to have to return back to just being a voice. Like,
she's but I'm too scared. Important
now.
I am scared too.
I'm
Although,
scared. Yeah,
previews show that she's still alive, and that she's that the Robo Gideon or the bad Gideon is going to try and kill everybody on the Wave Rider. And
of course,
I think eventually that we're going to have to upload good Gideon back into the ship.
Right. I'm wondering though if there's a way they can do it where she can still be herself, but like still have like a connection to
like run the ship but be a human.
Yeah.
They'll find a way.
They can do anything they want to do on this show. They've proven it over and over again.
And they can see how much we love to see her. Yes. You know, like they can't, like if we get another season, they can't take that away. Like,
We better get another season. Let me just say that.
I'm a little confused. Yes. They're adding another character in the last episode.
Yes.
What character?
I forget his name. He played the
Donald. What's his face? He's in Scrubs.
Scrubs, and he played.
Oh, he was in L Word.
Yes. He plays Alice's boyfriend or
L Word Generation Q for anybody who doesn't follow our thinking wavelength.
But yeah, they're adding him in the last episode. That's kind of weird.
Is the next episode the last one?
No.
The season?
No.
Two more?
We have two more. And oh, by the way, we're on a 2-week break because of sports ball.
Oh no.
The Olympics. The Olympics.
I'm like, wait, it's the Super Bowl?
No, it's the Olympics. They're interrupting my Legends of Tomorrow program.
How rude.
I know, right?
Sports ball. You're hilarious.
But let's go back to the Zari versus Zari.
Oh my god. the slap fight. It was the best thing I've ever seen, because they like all act so tough and like whatever, and then they do this huge slap fight. I'm like, this is so perfect for that character. Yes. Even as an evil version of the character.
I think the kicks were my favorite.
Yeah.
Yes.
When he's just like kicking the air. Yes. I'm like, kicking out to the
side. Yeah, that was great. So funny.
Astra asking Gary, why can't you just eat them both?
And
can't you just spit out the right one? Or the, you know, the and then she gets all pissed and like, you're gonna eat me.
Yeah. I'm like, these guys must have so much fun making this show.
Seriously. Yeah. I would love to be a fly on the wall, like on that set, and just like watch it all play out.
Yeah. All especially with an episode like this, because Jess directed this one.
Yes.
Like, there were so many moments where I was thinking, like, this would have been so much fun, like for her and then whoever it is, like, they're in the scene.
Yeah.
To be like, okay, and then go like this, and then whatever. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Like, Nick doing Arnie impression. Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. That was the best, too. So Sarah punches him in the face.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he talks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
Which I was like, I can picture hilarious. Jess going like, yeah, yeah, full on, like actually go there, like keep going further.
And then he punches himself in the face to get himself to talk like normal again.
Yeah. It seems like Jess gets the challenging episodes to direct. It just feels like that.
6-11,
yeah.
The one he directed last season.
The bowling alley and
the bowling
episode.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm like, what is this? Like, that was... I think by that point, the weirdest episode.
Yeah, I agree.
It was very strange.
It was not that weird, but there was a lot going on.
It was a lot going on. Yeah. There was a lot going on in this one, too. I mean, there was a lot going on in this one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, so most of the time, time travelers get wiped out by the evil legends right from the get-go. They go to help the legends fight and get completely obliterated.
Did you notice, back to your comment from last week, Binks, they were, so the legends had binoculars and stuff.
Yes,
they were
I did. Yeah, because I was like, though. From the preview, it looked like, or not from the preview, but from the end of the episode, it looked like they were standing literally right underneath the Wave Rider. I'm like, how does Evil Gideon not know that they're there? You know what I mean? True. So sometimes, again, don't pull the thread.
Don't pull the thread.
Just enjoy it. It'll all work out.
If he doesn't come.
Yeah. I just have to like turn that little like critical mind off.
Yeah.
It with just this makes show, it more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was so graphic too, I think, this episode.
Oh yeah.
It was.
Like, there were so many moments I was
when,
like,
when Captain Steel punches, or evil Nate punches through the guy. I was just like, oh boy. And I just felt, I mean, for Bayrod like running out, stop killing people.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I feel you, Bayrod. Please stop killing people.
Yeah.
And then Sarah, throws Chinese stars into the two other guys from that group of, oh my God.
Straight to the forehead.
Yeah, straight to the forehead.
Oh my, what is happening? How is this the our cute little legend show? And then all of a sudden, like,
it's all grown up.
And then it ends with the shot with Astra and the whatever. I was like, this was a lot.
At least we got to see the white suit again. I missed the white suit.
Yeah. Well, even Thon was like, oh, I haven't seen that suit in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny, because I feel like that's been the fandom too for a very long time.
Yep.
Everyone's like, we want the suit back.
I wonder if I wonder if Katie likes it or hates it. Like, I wonder how she feels about the suit. Like, true. Is it comfortable? Is it really constricting? You know?
I haven't heard her speak about it.
No, I think I've seen one panel where like there was a bunch of like other Arrowverse actors, and the interviewer said to her like, well, your suit looks the most comfortable. And she just goes like, oh, you're serious? She said, you can't be serious. So I would think that it's not very comfortable. I don't think any of these suits.
I don't think any of them are. No.
Yeah. I'm wondering. I don't remember it. She doesn't have a zipper down the back. Like I was. I'm thinking of Kyler Lee's Sentinel suit. Like hers has a zipper down the back, so when she has to, you know, use the bathroom, basically, she can unzip it, right? But I don't. There's no. Where's the zipper on White Canary? I'm like, How do you get that off?
True.
Maybe they
unless it's cut it off over. Every time and put a new one in.
Unless it's two pieces, unless it's a top and a bottom, but it looks like it's a whole.
Oh, true. See, and I thought it was a two-piece.
It could be two-piece.
A shirt and pants.
I don't know. The thing
we need to find out.
Yeah. That's one of the questions.
These are their questions that I want to know.
How do you get
the answers?
I had a one-on-one with Katie. It was like 2 minutes, which was nowhere near enough. And I was so nervous. No. I don't even remember what I said to her.
Well, you also got to talk to Jess too.
But right? I got to talk to Jess like later on that same day in one of these, you know, Galaxy Con or whatever it was. I think it was
virtual cons. Yeah.
And oh my God, what a wonderful, they're both wonderful human beings. Don't get me wrong, but my God, I talked Jess's ear off.
She's
just amazing. So sweet.
And she's so in her element in those kinds of moments.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. She seems very personable, very much into the fandom, wants to like support the fans.
Yeah.
Wants to give the fans what they want. You know, at least that's the impression I've gotten from things that I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She must be so tired after those days.
She must be.
Because everyone knows that she, like, when they started doing these, like now with COVID, they started doing these things online, which was the first time for me when I was like, wait, I could actually, like, go to a convention, like, from Finland, you know?
Yeah.
So I did, and I think every time they've done one, I've done at least some, like, of those one-on-one things. And it's funny because when they started and then people started talking about it like afterwards and going like, Jess is the best. Like, I think the last time they did one, she sold out like 5 or 6 or something like sessions, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone else sold out.
She's like the Cat Burrell of Winona.
Yes. She's like the Cat Burrell. Yes.
Do you ever watch Winona? Just curious.
I've watched it. Yes.
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 Okay.
I really like it, but I can't call myself a super fan.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. No,
but I have watched a lot of it. I think it's wonderful, and it's so weird. Like, in my head, it goes to the same category almost as Legends, you know, where it's just like there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yes, and anything goes.
And the cross references have been wonderful.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes.
15
seasons of Winona.
Yeah, I died when Nicole said that the way she and envisioned dying was in Waverly's arms cosplaying Sarah Lance. It was like, oh my God, you didn't just go there.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
So good.
Back to the cast, you had the opportunity to talk with Olivia Swan, right?
Swan, yes.
I almost said
Is that
Swan.
Astra?
That's Astra.
Okay, so I know character names.
Yeah, you got to talk to her live on Instagram. I watched it. It was amazing. You did such a great job with her, and she's just the sweetest person.
She's so nice. It's so funny because like now that I've done these one-on-ones, her, like, there's only a few that I haven't met yet, and she was one of those people because she hasn't done any of these one-on-ones before. But she messaged me after one of my videos. I think it was 707, so the like mid-season finale with the roses and everything.
Right
Roses. She messaged me after that, like after I put out my video, going like, I watched it, like I finally had time to watch your video, like a really long message of like, you're amazing and I love whatever. I was like, what
somebody pinch me.
Yeah. So I knew that she knew who I was, or she had seen the videos. So then, like in the beginning of this year, I just texted all of them, going like, hey, if you want to do an Instagram live, it would be fun, but no worries, because now they're finally on a break after filming 2 seasons back to back. So I'm I'm not expecting anyone to answer. And she answered like on the same day. She's like, yes, let's do one.
Wow.
We'll do one awesome. Like after episode 9, because it's a fun one. It was the reality show one.
Yes.
And I was like, let's do it. And she was so, so nice. And it was so funny because I'm like, well, before this, I've been able to talk to some of them for 2 minutes and pay however like many dollars for like those 2 minutes, and now I get to talk to her for like over an hour.
That's awesome.
For fun, because she was like At first I was like, maybe we'll do like 30 minutes or something. I don't know. Cause I was like, I don't want to ask her to do like, you know, and right. She was like, no, we'll do an hour. And I was like, okay.
That's awesome.
And then in the live, she was like, no, we'll just keep going. Like whatever, like if you have questions left, like, let's go. This is great. And I was like, you know what? You're the best.
I kind of got the impression that this was her first like big job.
Oh. Yeah, out of drama school. Right?
That's what I, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's great. But she was also talking about that like in the live when I was asking her about the like very beginning and how that was like to come onto a show. And she was like, now that I watch it, it's rough, man. Like, I'm so stiff and whatever, you know, stuff like that, that you probably watch yourself going like, what am I doing? But no one else is going to be like,
it was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Amy and Lizeth were also in the chat. I don't know if you noticed. Yeah, you noticed because you mentioned it, but they were like cheering her on and cheering you guys on. And
yeah, Amy also answered. I've talked to Amy on one of those one-on-one things. And she had also seen my videos, or she was like, I've seen all of your videos. And I was like, what are you talking about? So I talked to her before.
Okay.
So when she answered my message as well, going like, we should do a live at some point, but she's very busy right now. So, and she was like, I saw that you're doing one with Liv this week, so I can't wait to watch that. So I kind of expected her to be there, but I didn't expect Lizeth to be there as well, but that's fun.
Yeah. I'm as you guys are talking, I'm looking at, who is Lizeth? Oh, Spooner. Okay.
That's Spooner. Yes.
The whole edition of Spooner. I was like, at the very beginning, I was like, where are they going with this? But oh my God. What a character. And to do what they did last week with her coming out as Ace was just incredible.
That was the best.
I was blown away.
Yes.
Like that episode, they covered so many big topics.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like real topics, as they do a lot on this show. But it just kept going like on and on and another thing and another thing. And then that at the end, and I was like, it was great.
Yeah.
She did such a good job.
She did.
Yeah.
And just the support from everyone. I mean, I love, I know you follow the Legends writers Twitter, but it's like, I just love how interactive they are with us.
They are so good. I'm like, they deserve like some kind of awards for Twitter, like writers for Twitter, I don't know, activities. They're so great. Like they're so funny and everything they tweet, I'm like, that was perfect.
Yeah.
It's not too much. It's just enough. And it's just always like spot on.
Nice.
And it's nice to know that Keto is like, she's really paying attention. She's interacting with us too.
Whenever there's trouble, she's there. Like, I'm like, I'm not going to like believe anything until she has said yes or no to it.
Exactly. Being,
like, confirmed or not confirmed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I saw a tweet last week or something about, you know, as far as like whether or not we're getting a season 8, where she was just basically saying, you'll hear it from us. Like, we're the ones that are going to tell you.
Yeah. Because there was some room or some stuff happening last week. Anyways. And then it was like, it's always Keto who comes and goes like, nope,
guys,
this is not true. And everyone's like, okay.
So how long have you been doing the YouTube reactions? Cause I not long, right?
No. Okay. I started like with season 6. So like in May, or I think it was May, less than a year.
Okay.
Awesome. And is this the only show you do reactions for?
Well, this was the reason why I started making them.
Okay.
So Legends is like the main focus, but then I started making a few other ones. Like I've done Marvel because I hadn't seen any of the Marvel movies before.
Okay.
And I felt very bad about that. So I'm like, I'm just going to do this little project and watch all 160 of them and make YouTube videos. Like,
160.
I'm regretting this already. And I'm yeah.
Fun fact is that Lee was a DC fan and I've been a Marvel fan for years. Yes. Sorry. When we first started, it was very much, she was DC and I was Marvel. And I actually, we've started a watch of the chronological movies, you know, the movies in chronological order.
Yeah.
And so I've converted Lee to also now she's a Marvel fan.
I'm in love with Black Widow, of course.
Yes, of course.
Of course. Well, that was my problem. I started, like, I watched that in the theater. That was first one I saw.
That's a great one to start with. It's out of order, but you know what I mean? That's a good one to start
with. And there's a little spoiler at the end, but after that, I was like, I think I'm going to start watching them from the beginning.
So you have you not seen any of the Avengers, like Endgame or Infinity War? Oh my God.
You're in for a treat.
Oh my God. Yep. Yes.
I know that I will love them.
Yeah. Oh, you will. You'll get so into it. I highly recommend, because I've done one chronological watch by myself. I highly recommend doing it in chronological order, not release date order, because you really get more of the story and they it's kind of like, they sync the episodes to kind of like tease what's coming next, you know, chronologically. Right. So it's,
would you recommend that first time watching?
Honestly, because Lee is pretty much in that boat.
Yeah. It's essentially I've seen a couple of the movies, out of sequence through the years, but I've never gone back and didn't even know where to start. I mean, I have the Disney Plus channel tells me which is, because we're going by their chronological watch, but yeah, it makes a lot of sense when you start from the very beginning, because they do really tell a continuous story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it just continues through all the movies. It's amazing what Marvel has done. Their storytelling, you know, they've had a plan. They've planned everything out. It's amazing.
Yeah. It is kind of mind blowing, because now I watched, I'm trying to think which one is it. Because I saw Black Widow first,
right?
And then watching, which one is it? It's one of these, is it Iron Man 2? No, 3? I'm not sure. In one of them, they're talking about Ruskov. Is that his name?
Say it again. The bad guy.
Ruskov? The bad guy from Black Widow?
The name is not sounding familiar.
Anyways, this does not make any sense.
No, it's okay. I'm having a hard time. I need some caffeine.
Yeah, fair. No, but they talk about him, who is going to be in Black Widow. So in years.
Oh,
they talk about him in one of the very early ones.
Oh, okay.
And now going back to that one, I'm like, I want to see the mind maps and the stuff that the creators of Marvel have somewhere.
And a lot of it is based obviously on the comics. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that when they were doing the comics, they were, that was almost like their pre-run for getting the movies, you know what I mean? They knew they had the stories already. They just had to kind of put them in sequence to make it all make sense. So I can't say enough about Marvel. I'm a total Marvel fan. So
yeah,
I need to get back to it.
Yeah, we do too. Actually, we left off. We were just about to do Black Panther in our watch. So
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is also another excellent movie.
Mm, I remember when it came out, the whole world went crazy.
Seriously. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's I think it's considered the best Marvel movie that's ever been made. I think it's it tops most of the lists. Yeah.
Interesting.
But yeah, so I make Marvel videos and then Legends, and then I just started watching the last 5 episodes of Money Heist.
Oh, okay. I heard about that show.
That show.
Is that Spanish?
It's Spanish. Yeah.
Okay. And it's all dubbed over, right?
No, I have subtitles.
Oh, subtitles. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I've done a few special ones, now for the Harry Potter reunion, I did a reaction to that and stuff like that, which is just stuff that I am very excited about.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's what you do, right?
Oh, yeah. It's very random, but it's mostly Legends.
I mean, that's why we started the podcast, because we literally sit for hours and talk about all the stuff that we, enjoy watching. And it was why not talk, share our nerdiness.
Yeah. Had a lot of overlap, some stuff that we, like I said, the Marvel DC thing. So it was really kind of cool to see what we could do with it, talk about the shows that we love.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. That's why I started making the videos, because I was like, I don't care. I don't really care if anyone watches these. It's just a way for me to let it all out. So
And look at, you've got a little community starting there, and we've got a Discord channel. I'm in that Discord channel.
Yeah, you are.
Nice.
And people following you on Twitter, and you do an Instagram live every Sunday?
Yes. The lives have been the best.
Yeah.
Because for me, it was like I make these videos and it takes me a lot of time because I'm not like an editor. So I just sit there for like hours and hours and hours trying to put these videos together. But I'm able to like kind of get my thoughts out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's so many people who message me and go like, oh, what did you think about this? And I thought this and whatever. So I was like, I'm going to somehow create some kind of platform that if people want to come and share, they can.
Yeah. That's cool.
So we've done that like this year now with these like new episodes. So we've done like 2, 3. So it's not it's a thing, yeah. But it's not. Like
it's a thing.
Hey. Yeah.
Own it.
But it's been so fun because people have been so excited to talk. And again, I think it is because I'm just all like trying to be all positive, like on mm-hmm. my videos and stuff. Yeah. Like everyone who comes on just like loves the show and just wants to share that and not be like, I didn't like this or whatever.
Yeah. So
it's yeah. really nice.
Not being hypercritical, just enjoying it yeah. for what it is.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'll be totally honest. The hubbub that's been going on about this episode, like I kind of felt like it felt strange to me that Sarah wasn't more upset that Ava was shot, but I understand that they have separate identities and we should be able to see them do separate things. I totally get all that. I'm on board with all that. I love Sarah Lance from Arrow. I watched all of Arrow. I watched all of her episodes. I'm a Sarah Lance fan. And an Ava Sharp fan. I mean, I just absolutely love the character development that they've given, you know, a clone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But when I watched it the initial time live, it felt like I was missing something. Right. Mm. And so I've watched it again and I'm like, okay, I was being hypercritical because of how they've set us up to expect that Ava and Sarah are going to react to each other when they're hurt or when right. they're missing, or, you know, so it's not, maybe not such an unnatural feeling for me to think Sarah should have been a little bit more attentive to Ava, but I get that she was trying to, I get it. I get
save
what
the
she
world
was
trying
to, and, right, I totally get
and all save, that. And save her family. And,
you know, it's, yeah. but it's like, you can't, I guess, for me, I guess I can't have it all and I want it all.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and just, you know, I don't want to harp on, you know, or try to find criticism or whatever, but I did feel like, you know, her getting shot, as soon as it happened, as soon as she got shot, I'm like, that's how she's going to direct the episode. Like,
yeah, we had to do that,
like,
right?
You know what I mean? That like, was it was thing. Just it was like obvious. That moment.
Yeah.
And then the part where they bring her into the bar and they lay her on the couch and it's obviously like, it's not her.
Right, it's not her.
Like, I just, you know, part of me was like, I wish they had kind of like just made that work just a little bit better. But at the same time, everything that they did in this show, I mean, this episode, like you said before, there was so much going on that I get that they couldn't give us everything. So, mm-hmm. you know, there was a lot of moving parts to this episode.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is weird. Like yeah. what you said, Lee, it's like we've been set up like yeah. really like to expect big things.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, because I'm like, I would watch this show even if it was just Ava and Sarah, I would mm-hmm. I would love it.
Yep.
But the fact that we have 10 of them,
yeah.
it's hard for, I love all of them. So that's why it's easy for me to watch it and easy for me to enjoy whatever happens on the screen or whoever gets screen time. I'm like, well, no, this is great. Oh, this is great too. This is all just great, you know? Yeah. But I understand that for some people, I think some of the people that were going like crazy on Twitter,
yeah,
they probably don't care about the actual show that much.
Exactly. Yeah.
They right. love the representation, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
So then for them to watch an episode like that,
right. Yeah.
I understand yeah. that it like, I understand what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was also, I think Sarah was like, you could see it from her. Like when she was walking into the bar, she was like, so just like nervous in a way because she has made a mistake.
Yeah. Right.
A big one.
She doesn't know how to get out of it. Yeah.
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 And she's just like panicking internally, but she needs to like keep the, you know, the captain hat on and be like, okay, guys, so how are we going to solve this?
Yeah. Literally the first thing she does as soon as the camera is on her face is she says, how is Ava? So she is concerned. It's just, you know, like we've said, it's like,
yeah.
I'm bad at the episode numbers, but the episode where Sarah gets shot in the gut with the shotgun.
Yep.
And later on in that episode, when Sarah is standing behind Ava turns around and kisses the boo-boo, right? It's like
I remember that.
Right.
Yeah.
We're so ingrained in how close they are and how in tune they are with each other. And this one just felt, and again, I'm not criticizing the show because I freaking love this show. I'll go on and on about it, but it was just, it did feel less organic, I guess.
Yeah.
What I'm after. I don't know.
And see, the way I kind of took it too, was that in the moment there was a lot, like, I mean, they were in peril, right? Because the evil legends are coming for them. And Sarah in that moment trusted her team to take her wife and take care of her and make sure she was okay. Yeah. While she and Nate tried to go and create a diversion to help save them.
Yeah.
So it was like, in a way, she was taking care of her wife, but you know what I mean? Like, it just,
no, and it's that's why I like to have these conversations, because you know where my mind is, Binks, and it's like, I'm going to be hyper focused on their relationship.
Right.
And you know, someone else's opinion is different, and it's good. Right. It's, we all have a different take on how the show and we react to the show and how it affects us.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way I kind of wanted to take it, was that, you know, without trying to pull the thread of, you know, we get that Jess was directing and they had to do something to get her out of the episode.
Yeah.
But that was kind of the way I tried to take it and look at it in a positive light, like you do, Tia, that she trusted her team to do, to take care of her wife. And she was trying to then, you know, still do the plan, you know, because they're under a time crunch too. People forget they have 40 minutes before Thawne is going to have
these, you know, killer robots are after them.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're in dire circumstances, dire straits, and they need to move. You have to keep the whole picture in mind as well.
Yeah.
True. And these robots are, someone would say this to me today. They were like, well, yeah, but these like bad guys seem like way worse than any of the other bad guys we've had before, because they don't have like any soul, you know? They just come and like kill you right away.
Yep. They're like Terminators.
Yes, exactly.
They're being told this is your objective, and they go and they carry out their objective.
They don't think twice. So it's like, if you face them, you're out.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that freaking evil Nate breaks Sarah's neck, granted, thank God she can regenerate or like, you know, survive.
It was a great shot though.
I'm a little bit over the trauma of watching Sarah die a lot, because I get that she's indestructible, but I'm like, I don't know if I can handle this much longer.
I don't know if I am.
Right?
Yeah.
I wonder if they're ever going to try to like take that ability of hers away, or if that's going to just be her from now on.
They can't.
Well, they might. I mean, they can do anything they want on this show.
You learned? She's not even a human anymore. She's a clone and an alien. They can't take it away from her.
It's true.
Yeah.
Unless we go back in time to the point before Bishop killed her, which, who knows?
So real quick on, since you brought up Bishop, like, I kind of feel like his character, I loved his character. I don't feel like his ending was appropriate for his character. I felt like he should have had a much more like, you know, it should have been much more front and center instead of just a gunshot that you hear, you know, like, I don't know. I just felt like they took him out too easily. I liked Bishop.
True. But at the same time, the first time we thought he died, he was eaten by the alien babies. Mm-hmm. And that time I was like, are you kidding me? This is how we lose him?
Yeah.
So the fact that we got him back and then he kind of helped them and joined the team and then sacrificed himself.
Yeah.
I was like, I love that this is how he went and not the first.
Yes. No, and I do like the fact that he sacrificed himself for them, because he knew he really screwed the pooch. You know, like he really messed up and he was trying to do right by them. So that was cool, I guess.
Yeah. See, but you're right. Again, it was very fast.
Good perspectives because, yeah. You know, you get in your head about it.
I just wonder if we're not done with him. What if, I mean, who knows if they don't go back in time? I'm serious. Like they could go back to a certain point in time as soon as they get this Wave Rider thing straightened out and decide that, you know, from this point on, none of that is going to happen. And this is what's going to happen. I mean, it's a time traveling show. I mean,
They can do whatever they want again. Yeah.
And he's Tala's husband, so he's there anyway if she's there.
Yeah,
you know, like in Canada. So,
nice.
I just love how they did that. Like how they've done that so many times in the during these COVID seasons.
Yeah,
that they brought so many of the real life partners onto the show.
So Jess is—they're not married, right? Jess and—is his name Nick? I think his name is Nick.
Nick.
Right?
Yeah.
They're not married, so a boyfriend. But I mean, he's been on the show what two or three times?
Yeah.
He played three different villains.
Three different characters.
He was the guy in the bowling alley. He was one of the Kennedy. Cabinet or not cabinet, but you know what I mean. Like he was in that episode of the Bay of Pigs
in the Western.
Yeah.
Most recent Western episode.
Oh, that's right. Yep. The Western.
Yeah. I loved it. speaking of villains, I don't know what your favorite villain is, but I would go ahead. You tell me yours.
Ooh. Favorite villain of Legends.
Yeah.
I would have to say Bishop.
Yeah.
I loved him. I think when they started talking about, like, in the last episode, right before he died, they started talking about, like, he would be a great legend and part of the team. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, sure, but no, I liked him as a villain. Like he was such a fun villain.
He was a fun
and
villain.
And crazy.
Yeah.
And when you think about how dark he actually was, I'm like, that's kind of disturbing.
I did like that they redeemed him though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I loved him. So cool. I would have to say he is my favorite villain.
And I know who you're going to say, Lee, but go ahead and say it anyway.
Damien Dark.
Yeah. Yes. He's a good
Damien Dark. Yeah. I love a villain. I love Villanelle.
You like him when he went all soft and weird at the end?
Yeah, I liked him. I liked the whole thing. I mean, I miss Nora. I mean, that was Nora and Ray. But yeah, that's he just because I guess Damien Dark has such a history with, and you know, I obviously I hate him because he killed Sarah's sister.
That's the thing with villains. You hate them, but you hate them.
But yeah. But
if they're played right, then it's like you can't help but love them in a sense, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, we have a lot more history with him and he's got more of a complicated, you know, past with even, you know, Sarah. So, but yeah, I loved Bishop too. I definitely thought he was hilarious. And did that so well. I mean, his acting was spot on.
Yeah.
With all the dancing and singing and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, he's just crazy.
I know. Like, perfect crazy.
Yeah.
As soon as we saw him, because there was that one, like the end of the episode when Sarah like walks into the room and he's like, I've been waiting for a long time for, or whatever. And he says like one line and that's the end of the episode. Yeah. And then there was another episode where we didn't go back there at all because it was the one that Katie directed.
Mm-hmm.
So then we had to wait for 2 weeks to like meet him for the first time, kind of.
Yeah.
And as soon as he like turns the music on and starts dancing and stuff, I was like, this is brilliant. He's already like so weird. And
he just fit right in too, right? Yeah. Like with the whole vibe.
Sarah being like, what? And then it's like, oh yeah, he killed her and made her a clone and whatever. And
mixed her with alien DNA. And
insane.
And we still love him.
Love to hate him.
Yes.
If you had to pick a favorite episode of any of the seasons, what would it be?
This is such a hard one.
This was
at the in the Discord thingy. I don't know what to call it.
Channel?
I feel like such a
channel,
like
I think they're called channels.
Discord channel. Yeah. Let's go with that. There's like a question of the day every day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the first ones was like your favorite episode ever. And I was like, everyone was listing like 13 different episodes going like, I can't choose. I think for me, if I have to pick one, it has to be the TV episode where they're stuck on TV.
The first one. The first TV
episode. The first one. But that was...
Is that the one with Bayrod in the TV show or...
They're all in the TV show.
Where so they're like on Friends Star and then Trek? They're on Downton Abbey and then they're on Star Trek.
Oh my gosh, that was a while ago.
The Star Trek kiss.
Right.
Yes. It was a wonderful episode, but I think there's been a lot of really, really good ones this season that I haven't really been able to process if I like them more than that one. Because, for example, the reality TV show episode from this season, I thought that was just
insane.
From start to finish, like every minute, I was like, this is brilliant. This is perfect.
Yeah.
So I haven't really processed if it is better than the first TV episode, but it has to be one of the TV episodes for me.
Yeah, that's fair.
What about you guys?
It is so hard to pick. For me, it's The Eggplant, The Witch in the Wardrobe.
Ah. Remind me, I don't know the titles, so what happens?
So that's the episode where Sarah goes into hell to get Ava out of her version of hell, which is IKEA.
IKEA.
Right. Oh, that's okay.
And so
that's all I had to say was IKEA.
Yeah.
I mean, Scandinavian mega store, or what is it?
The warehouse, right?
Yeah, the warehouse. All the Ava dolls. The main reason is because I do some video editing too, but just, you know, compilation kind of videos. And while I was pulling that episode down, they literally have, I think it's like 28 minutes of screen time, which is unheard of. So just Avalanche, 28 minutes.
Yes.
And just right?
In one episode.
In one episode. Just, yeah, and that's the only episode they've ever had that much screen time in, even all the other episodes that I've looked at. But beyond that, it's like they actually work out all the crap they've had to go through to get to where they are. And, you know, talking about marriage and, you know, Sarah tells Ava that I'm not afraid of, you know, marriage. I'm afraid of, you know, me fucking this up, basically. And it's just, I think that was their most poignant and just most, you know, relevant interaction as a couple. Obviously, you know, getting married was awesome, but that's my favorite. So
and don't even ask me, because I've only watched through one time, so it's not like I can go back or whatever, but I'm thoroughly enjoying this. Is my favorite season thus far, so
and
that's why I feel like we need a season 8.
we do.
It's been such a strong season. In a way, it would be nice to finish with such a strong season. But at the same time, it's been so strong that I'm like, we can't end here.
Right. I can't handle, like, we lost Wynonna Earp. We're on a hiatus, right? We don't know when that's going to happen.
We're on a break.
Right. We're going to lose Killing Eve. We're getting 8 more episodes and we know that's ending, right? I can't lose another show. I can't. Can't happen.
Yeah.
And especially, like you said, because it's so strong. Like, we want to see more of what we're seeing this season carry forward, you know?
Yes.
Well, listen, this has been a huge, huge amount of fun. I'm so glad you were able to join us. And
Thank you so much.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah. We'll certainly have you on again if you want to come and gush some more about the show.
This was great.
Tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, well, at Tia Reacts is pretty much on all the channels.
Okay.
Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.
That's at Tia Reacts.
Tia with two I's.
Two I's, yep. Awesome. T-I-I-A, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome.
Yeah, come and find me, guys.
There you go. Well, listen, you stay warm. And again, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much. And we hope to have you again sometime.
Yeah, keep watching your videos.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
And I'll see you on the Discord.
Yes, that's it. On the Wave Rider.
There you go. Thank you again, Tia, for joining us. And please go and check her out on YouTube and follow her on Twitter. And I'll put the links in the show notes if I can remember.
I'm definitely going to have to go and look her up, because her out. I thought we had a really good conversation. Yeah,
super sweet. And it was so nice to talk to someone who loves the show as much as I do. Not that you don't.
I was going to say, Lee.
No, not that you don't. You're still my number one. Oh, wait. Aww. We have no numbers.
We know numbers.
No
Lee.
Numbers.
Bringing it back around. All right.
So we got some more stuff to talk about today. The super exciting news is that fucking L Word season fucking 3.
Yes, L Word Generation Q is coming back.
I couldn't
so excited.
Like stealth snuck it in there. It was like, holy shit, are you serious?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And you put the announcement in our chat, yeah. You know, so that I could see it. And yeah. I was like, oh my God. Yeah. I know, right?
So holy exciting. Shit.
Because it was a video of whoever controls their Twitter deleting like part of their
changing their profile on Twitter.
Yeah, profile. Yeah, yeah. And saying that it's coming soon. So yeah.
I can't super believe
exciting.
It.
And then I saw a photo that Sepeda Moafi, who yeah. plays Gigi, had posted of all of them, like kind of sitting around.
Yeah.
And I almost started freaking. I'm like, where's Danny? Standing right next to in the photo. Oh, no. But I'm like, oh, they no. can't get rid of Danny.
They fucking better not get it. We better get a Gigi Danny like every uh-huh. episode.
That's right.
Kissing. Although
she was just arrested at the end of last season.
Nah, so that's fine. She'll get her out.
It's fine. Everything's it's fine.
And I'm still holding out for a Bette and Tina reunion.
Yeah. And she wasn't in the photo lead. No, I'm just kidding.
That's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
Well,
some more good news we got was yeah. the Killing Eve trailer.
The real trailer. So
the real trailer.
The
yeah.
one we went through, like picture by picture, apparently was just the teaser of the trailer. I'm like, oh my God, are you fucking serious? Oh, qualify this right now. Token, stop listening. We're going to gush about Killing Eve for a few minutes.
Yep.
Definitely Token doesn't want to get spoiled by anything that's coming up in the upcoming season. But Villanelle looks like she has a girlfriend in the church.
Yeah, or something's happening. She's yeah, about
she's
to kiss
in
a woman.
To kiss that yeah. woman. And, you know, Eve has got a boyfriend. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, or just somebody she's going to hook up with. I mean, she's like, you want to have sex?
She did that before
guy?
When,
like, all right.
She did that before with Hugo when Villanelle was in her ear having sex, which was fucking amazing. I couldn't believe I was watching that on TV.
That's
making
awesome.
All the sex noises in Eve's ear, getting well, her all turned on.
Yeah. And then so that's going to actually it premieres on February 27th.
It's coming.
So just in a few
it's
weeks.
Coming. Oh, my God. I can't wait.
And it's only going to be 8 episodes, which all the seasons have been. But it's going to be over in the blink of an eye. But I'm going to enjoy every freaking minute of it, I hope.
The 3-piece suit scene where they're sitting yes. on a couch. Now we've seen more of it. Eve is actually sitting there with Villanelle. Yes. And Villanelle reaches over and touches her hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to put my clown makeup on. But I know... I'm pretty sure that we're not going to get Villain Eve.
Because, I don't think so either.
Yeah,
okay, because honestly, they don't, as much as the fandom wants to see them together, like, I don't think that they belong together.
Honestly, I would be okay if they didn't end up together, but at least maybe Eve tries it. Like, just try it. Just
yeah,
once.
Just,
I mean, I'm like,
you never
want to be
you
like,
try.
Yeah, I don't want to like, change anybody's preferences or anything, but how do you know you don't like right. it? Oh, I hate when people fucking say that to me, man. How do you know you don't like dick? I know.
you just know.
I just fucking know.
You just know, right?
Wow, that took a turn. All right.
Well, speaking of sex scenes, I guess we can move on.
Oh,
Token,
my God.
Start listening again.
Yeah, Token.
Batwoman.
Oh, my God.
Batmore.
Fucking got a Batmore fucking sex scene. I did not fucking see it coming because they have the whole episode. They're like bitching at each other and they're trying to work out the whole, like, do you or don't you?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, they solve the issue that they have. I don't even remember what it is now because I'm so wrapped up in the fucking sex scene. But
yeah.
At the end of the episode, Ryan is in the bar and she's uh-huh. called Sophie in to have a meeting. And Sophie's like, you know,
a meeting.
and Sophie's pissed off because she's like the whole episode. Ryan has been like pushing Sophie away and like trying to control her. And it was a chaotic episode directed by Cameron Johnson, who plays Luke Fox on the show, which he did a phenomenal job at directing. Mm-hmm. But Sophie, you know, calls or Ryan calls this meeting and Sophie's like, you know, still pissed off at her and like if you've called me here to bitch at me, Adam, I don't want to hear it anymore. And Ryan's like, no, I don't want to do that. And Sophie's like, well, what do you want? Ryan hands her a drink and sits down at the bar and they like make this eye contact and mm-hmm. you know, I can't remember what Ryan says because the next thing you know, they're kissing.
Oh, okay.
So there's a significant height difference. And so Sophie is sitting on the bar stool and you can tell Ryan is standing up and she's got to be in between her legs. I mean, this is just the best staging of a scene and, you know, and they're kissing. And the next thing you know, they're in Ryan's apartment, which is I think it's above the bar. I'm pretty sure she lives above the bar.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
so they didn't have the bar to go, but Sophie's pulling off her shirt already and she knocks a lamp over and she looks at the lamp and she goes, I'll buy you a new one. And Ryan's like, I never liked that lamp anyway. And the next thing you know, they're on the bed.
Okay.
And Ryan's on her back and Sophie's on top of her.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They're kissing and it's pretty hot. And then they flip each other over.
Uh-huh.
And so Sophie's still in her bra, right? Uh-huh. Ryan's got her shirt off now. I'm just going to tell you the whole thing.
Yeah, no, seriously.
It's awesome.
It's almost like I'm watching.
Yes. Yeah. And so they have another kiss and Ryan kind of sits up, you know, as you do.
As you do.
And goes to undo Sophie's pants and she mm-hmm. can't get the buckle or she can't get them open.
Quick, grab the scissors. Right?
And they kind of share this look and Sophie looks up at her like, really? You can't do that? And so Sophie flips them back over again. So now Ryan's on her back and Sophie's on top of her. And
nice.
Sophie sits up and there come Ryan's pants right off. Like whoosh,
whoosh.
Like we were pulling tablecloth right off the table. Oh, and they go back in for another kiss. And then we see like an aerial view of, you know, them looking down on them on the bed. And there's Sophie going south.
She's migrating south.
She's migrating south. And
the great migration.
And scene.
And that's it?
That's it.
Oh, but that's good.
It was hot. It was very hot.
You know, I've been clear. I don't really watch the show, but I think I'm going to be watching this episode. And you've told me that it's at the very end.
Very so, end. It's the last thing we see.
Unfortunately, CW, I have to watch it and there's commercials, yeah. But hey, I will suffer.
I'm sure you can find it on YouTube if you try hard enough.
I'm sure. Yeah, I could be persuaded.
Or if I'm really
try
nice
that first.
Or if I'm really nice, I'll just record it for you. No, I can't do that anymore.
Oh, you had my hopes up for
I know, right?
A brief, not even a whole second.
Anyway,
oh man, I feel like we're on a high right now. We're just so giddy because we had a lot of fun with Tia.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, not to bring the mood down, but today is February 5th. Erpers, I feel for you. I'm with you. Today is the year anniversary of Sci-Fi canceling.
Fuck you, Sci-Fi.
Canceling Wynonna Earp, or well, and the way they did it too was just such a fucking gut punch, man. They announced when we're gonna get the remaining half of season 4, or as the fandom calls it, 4B. And then in the same breath,
by the way,
I know we said we were giving you seasons 4 and 5, but we were just kidding. You know, we're not going to do a season 5. So, yeah, I agree with you, Lee. Fuck you, Sci-Fi.
Fuck Sci-Fi.
And that's how we feel about that. And so moment of silence.
In the same day, Kat Burrell posted 10 mm-hmm. pictures that we've never seen on Instagram of, you know, she's feeling nostalgic. So she's an Erper too. I mean, we know that the cast is, you know, they're all Erpers. We know that.
Yeah,
it was nice. It was nice to see some pictures.
And she knows that, you know, how much this day, you know, I mean, as soon as I got on Twitter today, you know, I've seen so many tweets, one that had me dying. It was Maury Povich. And it's like, we'll give you season 4 and 5 and results are in. That was a lie.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I was like, yep, you win the internet.
Yeah. Try not to dwell on it,
but we're still fighting. We're still here and we're still fighting. In fact, I even retweeted that video that I made of the Brady Bunch parody thing that I did.
Cool.
I'm like, it seems like a good day to burn this, you know, dust this thing off.
We're still, I mean, we still trend on Twitter. We still, you know,
that's right.
The cast is and Emily are still very active with us. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got several cons coming this year that, you know,
one in how many days? When is Erpapalooza? How many days?
It's April 1st
through the 3rd.
It's not far away.
It's not that far away. I mean, mm-mm. It's less than 2 months. So, oh my God, I'm so excited.
So maybe we'll get some.
So excited.
News.
And actually, we just saw too that Emily is going to have a writing workshop, which
I hope
I am beyond thrilled. I will spend as much money as it takes to actually do that.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're gonna go. You're going.
I hope so. I mean,
yeah, it's all gonna work out.
Lee. It's all gonna work out. Yeah. We won't get into
fine
it.
Fine, but... and everything is gonna be good.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Well,
we'll talk about a couple of more shows and.
Yeah, just a couple more. We have And Just Like That. There was a season finale.
Yeah.
And we don't know if we're getting a season two, but how did you feel overall about the episode?
Like, I mean, I've enjoyed the show the whole time. I it was kind of a letdown to see it end the way it did, it's going to end that way. I don't know. I definitely wanted more of Miranda and Che. I mean, we got just a tiny bit from them.
Yeah. And I don't like the whole... The way that Che told Miranda they're going to California to film a pilot for a TV series.
Like, yeah.
They brought Miranda to a bar to meet, quote unquote, their family. And at the same time, they start singing a song. And it's what? It's a Beach Boys song.
California, Wish They All Could Be California.
Yeah, Wish
Girls.
They All Could All. Right.
I don't know what the name of it is.
And that was the way that they were going to drop it on Miranda, that they're going to California for several months to film this thing. And this is the first she's hearing of it. And she's even turning to the two women that Che introduced as their grandmothers and like, what's going on? And she keeps saying it like, what's going on?
They don't either.
And nobody has a clue. Yeah. Yep. And I didn't like the way that played out. I think that was very disrespectful to Miranda as someone who was supposedly important. But again, I get that Che doesn't, think
follow the
about
rules.
Relationships. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. Think about relationships the same way that, you know, a lot of, well, I can't say a lot of people because I don't know, but
yeah.
I mean, feel like it's other people. Yeah. Yeah. So
I agree with you wholeheartedly, but it was so awesome to hear Sarah Ramirez sing again.
They can sing.
Yeah.
They can sing.
Man.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, the whole they mitzvah cute.
Yeah, for Rock, which is Charlotte's, would you call child?
Yeah. Okay.
This is really difficult.
Challenging. Yes,
it is challenging. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to be appropriate and call people what they want to be called.
Yep.
But it's trying to rewire your brain.
Yeah. But yeah, that was cute. And, you know, Charlotte gets to have.
Yeah. Hers, Rock refuses to basically go out and do the mitzvah. Mm-hmm. And Charlotte is not having it. And she's like, well, somebody's going out there. And it turns out she goes out there and does it. So, and like you said, it's for her because
it was awesome.
That was what she wanted that anyway for herself. You know, she converted to Judaism and, it was really cool the way they kind of just pulled it together and did what they had to do in the moment. So
yeah, the whole thing with so at some point the producer of the show walks Carrie to the elevator.
Oh, well, that's at the very end.
That's at the very end.
So
he's already told her that he wants to produce her.
Yeah.
Before that, but as they're walking to the elevator and they get on the elevator and then all of a sudden they're kissing. I'm like, where the fuck did that come from? Did we even see
I saw a spark between the two of them. Yeah.
Okay.
I did. And I liked it because like you got the juxtaposition of when she went on the date with the teacher and he kissed her.
Yeah.
You could tell it was so flat. Yeah, it was like there was nothing there. Right. Yeah. And I could see a little connection between the producer and Carrie and it was enough of a spark and an attraction that I was like, okay, yeah, I could see that coming. So
cool. I did not see that, but that's cool. Yeah. As long as it's there and I just didn't see it. That's no problem.
Yeah. No worries.
Yeah. There's a documentary out about the making of this season and I watched it. And like I said, I told you that it's good. But I kind of got the impression that they expect this to be a one and done and maybe aren't even interested in doing more. I don't know. I haven't seen anything else. I mean, they kind of came in with it to be, you know, a stealth in the first place. We didn't know about it for the longest time. And then, you know, they had their challenges with COVID as well, filming it and everything. So we'll see. Yeah.
Well, and, you know, and so another thing that happened in the episode is Carrie goes to Paris to spread Big's ashes after she had just had a lunch with his brother And his brother was all, you know, like gung-ho about having Big put in his family's tomb or his family's
plot.
Yeah. And then she goes to Paris and you know, gets rid of the ashes all by herself. Like,
that wasn't, I get it. That wasn't because, all of his ashes, by the way.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, there's no way. So this is morbid, but I had both of my dogs previous to Henry.
Yes.
I had both of them cremated.
Okay.
And my Newfoundland was 110 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And her urn is this big. Like, it's a 12-inch urn, and it weighs.
Yeah.
So there's no way that little tiny purse
right.
held that whole entire human. So right. she just spread some of his ashes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I just thought it was weird, though, you know, after she has that lunch with his brother and then goes to Paris and spreads his ashes without yeah. anybody there. And I get it because, yeah. you know, it was her husband. She had that dream, you know, the whole thing with the lamp, you know, flickering on and off. And she
yeah, that was
big, trying to talk to her. Yeah. It was weird. Yeah.
And also kind of out of the blue because she really hadn't been talking to him prior to that.
Right.
Other than this episode where she's talking to him while she's getting her shoes.
Right.
But we haven't seen her talking to him otherwise.
No, not really. I mean, maybe.
All right. Well, we have one last thing to talk about, and that's the Book of Mandalorian. No.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Might as well be, right?
Oh, you mean the Mandalorian season 3? I mean, that's what it's turning out to be.
Yep.
Hey, speaking of which, did you see on Twitter the video of like an entire room of people watching the previous episode? And when Mando goes to, you know, spread the curtain or whatever, and he shows up, they all fucking erupt in like cheers and stuff.
I didn't see that.
Oh, you that's have cool. to see it. It is so cool because, yeah. you know, they're like showing it on this big screen. And it looks like it's a bar and people are just, they're all like into it. And then as soon as the curtains like part, they just erupt because they were so excited to see Mando back. But
awesome.
Yeah. So this was pretty much another Mandalorian episode.
Yeah.
We got to see Boba Fett at least once in this episode, but it wasn't, you know, it really was a Mandalorian episode. Yeah. We get to see him go
Grogu episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Get to see him go and try to give Grogu the chainmail armor.
That was so cute too. It was like this little
shirt.
Like, that's going to fit him, you know?
Yeah.
How's he going to get that over his ears?
And I have to say what they did with Luke Skywalker, and I was like blown away. Like it looked like freaking Luke was there filming, like, you know, that Mark Hamill was young again and he was filming.
I was like, how are you doing this?
Yeah.
That's some good.
They've
makeup.
Really gotten that technology down. Like they're really, yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, it was really kind of cool because you get to see Grogu like training with Luke, and Luke makes a comment to, and I can't remember the Rosario Dawson's character's name in the show. I can't remember.
Oh, speaking of, I know that you wanted to make a correction from last week's.
Yes, what was it
episode?
Again?
It wasn't Bo-Katan that.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. So it wasn't Bo-Katan that Mandalorian fought for the Black Saber. It was actually Moff Gideon. But Bo-Katan, they had gone there because Bo-Katan wanted to get the saber so that she could become a ruler and, and lead her people.
Right.
And I guess, you know, having that saber would have accomplished that for her. Yes. So anyway, so that was a misstatement during our last pod. But
we all make mistakes.
Yeah, we do.
I make them all the time.
I'm probably going to make another one in like 2 seconds. So just give it time.
So Mando ends up wherever Grogu is. And I didn't catch that. Do we know where he is?
I don't know where to go. I don't know 100% for sure, but I almost want to say that where they are is where in the latest reboot of Star Wars, the island where Rey goes to visit Luke potentially, because there were structures, you know, the structure that the androids were building, the robots, whatever.
Yeah.
There were structures just like that on this island where he was.
Okay.
And I was like, ooh, I wonder if that has anything to do with that island, or it's just very similar construction.
Again, qualifier, we are not Star Wars nerds. No. So we just know what
I mean, we both enjoy it.
Yeah,
we get joy out of it, but we don't know the mythology of it and the lore, like like, you know, yeah.
We're not the Star Wars experts.
That's right.
I'll tell you who is though, the snob.
Yes.
The snob. So go listen to Shoe Nerds Out if you want to hear the
if you want to have good information
the real Star Wars lowdown.
true that. Yeah, so we also get to see Cobb, the sheriff of that town.
Oh yeah.
Is it Tatooine?
Yeah,
it's Tatooine.
Yeah.
And is it Mos Espa or Mos Eisley? It's one of the two.
It's one of them.
I forget.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's the sheriff of the town. We saw him in the episode where Mando kills the dragon, mm-hmm. and which was really cool because we saw the big giant skull on the top of the Jawa's vehicle. You know,
they're proud of that.
Oh my God, that's the freaking skull that, you know, that's the dragon he killed.
Yep.
Which I thought was a great like callback or whatever. Yeah. So we see
Mando goes there to recruit the people.
Yes. And so, but first we see Cobb basically interrupting a I would call it a drug deal. I mean, I don't know what spice is supposed to be in spice. This world.
Yeah.
But there's like the syndicate has sent, you know, some guys to give money to these other guys to get a big chest full of spice. And Cobb interrupts that interaction and says, you're not going to do that here. You know, we're good people, blah, blah, blah. He ends up having to shoot three of them because they try to attack him and leaves one alive, and he sends him on his way. And you know, of course, something's going to come of that, right? He's not going to just, or the syndicate's not just going to let him tell them what to do, right? Mm-hmm. So I thought the greatest reveal of this episode, besides, you know, aside from Luke and Grogu and all that interaction, was that Cad Bane showed up in the episode, and he was a character that was featured in The Bad Batch, and that was an animated show, but it was really cool. Like as soon as I saw the silhouette, I'm like, oh my God, that's that guy. Cause I didn't know his name at the time. but I'm like, oh my God, that's the guy from Bad Batch. And the makeup and the effects that they did for him, spot on to what I saw in The Bad Batch. I don't know where this character came from. I don't know if it's maybe based in like comic books, because I've never seen him in any of the movies. If he's been in there, I've never noticed him.
Are you talking about the guy that comes out of nowhere and challenges?
He's walking in with the guns, you know?
Gotcha.
He's kind of like very old westy looking.
Yeah,
like,
got his you know, head, got the, head got, down. We don't see
head
him
down. Face. And then all of a sudden he looks up in his eyes. I was like, oh my God, like the red. Hmm. Oh, so cool. Okay.
I wondered if there was a significance to him because
Well, and that's the only time I've ever seen him is in The Bad Batch. And if you watch it, have you seen that at all? Should really go and watch it.
I did start watching it and unfortunately didn't keep my attention very long. So I can try again. But,
Because there even Fennec is in it animated. Yeah. And Fennec and Cad Bane kind of square off.
Okay.
And it's really
I'll
well
give
done.
It another go. It's just one of those things.
No, I know. And there's so many shows, right? Yeah. it was really cool to see that character. In like instead of just animated, like to see it, you know, brought to life in this live action show. What else happened? Jesus.
Grogu's in training. Luke is training him
and that little orb. That little orb that Luke had trained, you know,
kept shooting at him.
Yeah. Grogu, and that's like, what Luke trained on.
That's right.
Obi-Wan gave Luke to train with.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So and he would put the helmet on with the blinders on, like, and he would have to do it without sight. Oh,
okay.
He would just have to kind of react to it. Yeah. Was it Yoda?
I thought Yoda trained him
Yoda did train him, but I think Obi-Wan had him kind of start training, you know,
because I mean, Luke didn't know he was a Jedi until after everything. Like he didn't know he's a Jedi until he met.
Well, no, you become a Jedi. Like he became.
Yeah, but he didn't
Jedi.
Even know he was gonna. Like he didn't know that he had it in him to be a Jedi,
right?
Until he met.
I thought he did Yoda. I thought he did it on the Millennium Falcon, though. I thought he was fighting that little orb. Doesn't matter. Again, we're not experts here.
We got it all wrong, and you know, whatever.
That's okay.
If we didn't. We did. Whatever.
But it was cool to see Grogu's abilities kind of grow.
Yeah.
And very quickly, like it was supposed to be like all continuous, right? The same day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's left with a decision at the end of
yes,
of his well, not the end of his training, but at, no. at the end of what we see of his training. And it's like, right. either he accepts the chainmail,
yes, the chainmail shirt,
right? Yep. From, yep. from Dingin, or Din, Dingin, Din,
it's,
Din, Dingin. I think his last name is Dingin. I think it's Din,
Dingin. It's not.
Dingin.
It's not Dingin. It's,
I'll just keep saying it wrong.
It's, oh God, I had it and it's gone.
Mandalorian.
That's one way to do it. All right. Yeah, Mando.
Or he takes the lightsaber that
and
he,
continues that his training.
He's offering him and continues his training.
So. And it was Yoda's lightsaber.
Yeah, it was Yoda's. It was really it was so cool. cute. It was little.
I know, it was so small.
Little lightsaber.
Yes. So, yeah, Grogu is left with a choice. Yeah. He has to decide whether to go the way of the Mandalorian or the way of the Jedi, which I'm like, oh, my God, that's a great like, I want to see what happens, you know?
So what if they leave us? What if we never find out? What if they?
Oh,
they
hell to the no.
Like,
don't even
Boba
put that
Fett
out there, Lee.
Like, I know, right?
No, we have to. I mean, it, and honestly, we joke that this is Mandalorian season three, yeah. but I really hope there is going to be a season three. I don't know too. If there will be, but yeah. I really hope that they do. Yeah, that and, you know, can we maybe see more Boba Fett in the Book of Boba Fett? I mean, I don't get me wrong. I have absolutely loved these last two episodes, but it does feel kind of like, are you going to address the guy whose name is on the show? Like, you know,
like well, hurt my feelings, but
no, I know. That's just me. you love Mando way
I
more,
do.
Don't you?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's okay. That's all right. Yeah. What else happened? Anything else like crazy? Well, I mean, Cad Bane ends up shooting the deputy like a multiple times, kills him. There's no way he's getting out of it. But the thought is that Cobb does actually survive because there's a still of the shot that he shoots him and he shoots him in the shoulder. So
yeah, I didn't think he shot him like lethally.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Because the townspeople all rush to him and they're like attending oh, yeah. to him like he's not dead.
Right.
At that point, right?
Yeah. And they had like med kits and everything. So yeah. And they're like, call the doctor. Or at least that's what I had the subtitles on.
Oh.
And even though it was the weirdest thing because like the subtitles were like saying that dialogue was being said, but you couldn't hear it. Yeah. I was like, what the hell? Like you could hear music, you know?
Huh.
It was very strange, but you know, they were basically like, call the doctor, you know, he needs help. So
weird.
Yeah, but can't wait to see what happens next for Boba and the Mando.
Yep.
Mandalorian. We just sped through a bunch of stuff. It's been an episode.
It's fine. We're fine. Yeah. I think we got it all though. I mean, super fun.
Anybody out there? Oh, did we get any emails?
I'm bad. I didn't check.
No worries.
If we did, I apologize and I'll get to you next week. I'm very bad.
Yes. Bad daddy. Bad daddy. Very bad. Yes. We've had this conversation. Too funny. All right. Well, on that weight or train of thought or whatever, if you'd like to reach out to us, we would love to hear from you. We have an email address. It's at nerdtonerdpodcast. It's nerdtonerdpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to us on Twitter and Instagram at Nerd to Nerd Pod. Let us know if there are any shows that you're really enjoying. If you have any thoughts on anything we've talked about, Legends, Boba Fett, any of the stuff, we would love to hear from more people. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And until next time, stay nerdy.